Hello.
Hey Cheryl, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. This is Zach. We talked about your property on Ridgecliff Road.
Yes, Zach. Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. So you remember me, huh?
I do. Yeah, I certainly do.
Oh, good. Nice.
Yeah. I think what's happening with that property is after we've met with the real estate agent and all of that stuff, I think we're gonna sit on it for a little bit longer. Yeah, just because it just makes sense rather than my stepdaughter trying to look for an apartment. It just does not make business to make a move right now until she gets a little bit more established.
Okay. Well, there's nothing
Yeah.
wrong with sitting back and taking a step back to, get two steps forward.
Exactly. Yeah, after we kind of talk things through, it doesn't make business sense for her. I mean, 'cause the mortgage is so low there and she has struggles to pay it, and I can't imagine her going and getting an apartment for 1800, double it, you know? So we're like, well, we're gonna just sit on this. He's right now, to be honest, he's getting it. It was so much work that needed to be done anyway, even after meeting with the real estate agents. They made recommendations on what we would need to do to get it ready. So he's gonna focus on that, like painting it up and just getting it ready for when he's ready to sell. But I think it's probably gonna be about 6 months.
So I mean, what if we? So you said your daughter was going to live in it, right?
My stepdaughter is now living in it. Yeah.
So what if we could put money in, your pocket and allow you guys to still stay there?
I think we're gonna just keep it and hold on for a while, just because it's not really a sense of urgency for that to happen.
Sure.
So yeah, no, I appreciate that though, but I think we're gonna just kind of sit on it for a minute.
Okay. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. And I just wanted to make sure that I provided every solution possible. So
Absolutely.
if you needed money, then we could definitely work something out, but it seems like you're not in a, desperate need. You don't need to sell it, so.
No, and then we talked about, I have my house on Drexel Brook. That's my husband's house on Ridgecliff. And, we've been married for 8 years and together for 20. And it's like, well, eventually we're going to probably want to sell these two and take that equity and go and get us a little retirement place. So, but we're going to just, yeah, that's what we're going to do. We kind of talked about all kinds of things. So I think the smartest thing we could do right now is just hang tight until we figure it all out, and there is no sense of urgency, so yeah, but I appreciate your call.
Okay.
Okie
All right.
dokie.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, you take care of yourself.
All right. Thank you.
All righty, bye bye.